Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to another day of shows. Morning, studio.
Morning.
In an hour, we have a new pick a bit. I want you to think about this right now because these are good ones. Number one. Raymundo was at a cow milking competition and he saw an artist get kicked over by a cow.
Oh.
We can hear that one. Or, or Morgan saw someone try to steal her mail and she caught him on video.
Love
Ooh,
it.
Ooh. That.
So, well, wait. We got to pick a bit at the top of the hour.
I want them all.
Okay, next hour. Lunchbox, why are you upset?
Because mine just disappeared.
What was it?
Have you seen me in the news lately?
Yeah, it didn't get picked like 20 times.
Yeah, I know, but you guys just went away from it. Like you told me.
But nobody picked it for.
I understand, but I'm very frustrated because I did something you told me to do, and then.
Okay, we'll put it up in the mix.
Oh, yeah! It's in there.
Put it up in the mix for pick a bit. Okay, we'll put it back.
We may not pick it though. Just
did I say Morning Studio?
No, you didn't.
Okay, hold on. Morning Studio.
Morning.
Sorry, we're firing on all cylinders already. All right, let's do it. This is how we start the show now, everybody. I'm glad you're here. Let's go to the guy who pushes all the buttons. He's got the magical fingers, so I hear.
Ooh.
He runs our video. It is Producer Eddie!
I don't understand why neighbors don't just mow their neighbor's part of the yard. You know, when you share that little strip, it's probably about 3 feet long, but they only mow their half of the yard. So I started the last 2 weeks. I'm like, I'm just going to mow the whole thing. And so, because I'm annoyed by that, and my neighbor caught me one day, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm in trouble. He goes, hey, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, I think it's a thank you more than it is a... Yeah.
Dude, he was so nice about it, and I said, I don't know why most people don't do this. They always leave the awkward, oh, this is freshly cut, and my neighbor is lazy, his is long.
Most people don't because they're lazy, and it's long. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. All right, up next, he'd rather find money than actually work and make money. It's Lunchbox!
Yeah!
Guys... It's official. It's time to go on Snake in the Grass. Season finale was last night, so when do we start filming, baby? Let's go! Let's go to the jungle!
I don't know that we're doing another season yet. Yes or no? I don't know. They don't tell me. I don't know if they're going to renew. The issue with that show is they spent a whole lot of money to make that show. If you're new to this show, it's my show on USA Network. When we were originally making it, we were making it for Peacock only. It's like their first big... competition show, because it's not really a reality show. Competition show. And then they were like, we should put it on a network too, and then put it on Peacock. So I'm not sure, because USA doesn't, from what I'm told, spend that kind of money on those kind of shows. So we're going, then the ratings have been great. Thanks to our listeners, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I just don't know if we're renewing or not.
See, as sad as I was, it was the season finale.
Yeah.
I was also excited, meaning it's closer to us filming and getting on the show.
On season two or three, for sure.
Yeah,
season
let's
two
go.
Or three, for sure. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lunchbox. I did see at her house she had a robot dog. It's like a drone dog. And I was like, what is happening over in Amy's life? Here she is. Amy, everybody.
Woo! Well, I guess I should just set the record straight that I am not Amy Brown, the fairy artist. Because I get some DMs
I remember that.
From people asking me if I'm still drawing fairies, and that is not
me. You should start, though.
And, totally.
I know. I thought about sketching one out and then replying to the DM and being like, well, does this work?
You want
to
buy it?
How much?
This happened years and years ago, right? Where someone thought you were Amy Brown, the fairy drawer.
Yeah. And so if you Google her, she has amazing work, but the at Radio Amy is not fairy artist.
She is good.
I'm the radio artist.
Yeah, she's good. I'm buying one right now. Which, by the way, Amy, I set it up because you said, I believe in your post, the kids think their dad's cool because he has a drone dog. And you had one of those drone dogs from, like, Black Mirror at your house.
Yes. So, yeah, his drone company, they acquired one. And it's really cool. They use it for some
killing.
People.
Oh, sorry.
No, but it is a life-saving thing. And it also helps keep real dogs like that are living safe, and they can go in and detect things and do what, and they're great support to people
it's
that
really
are
cool.
Doing stuff you don't want to do.
It was really cool.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's got two dogs. He loves the hogs.
Oh.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. That's a rhyme.
Wow, that's good.
We like that rhyme. I don't feel like I'm a very forgetful person. Every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, it slipped my mind because something else hopped in that spot. However, I can't say the same thing about Eddie. We were flying back because we spent this past weekend at a wedding. And so we're flying back, and I was like, hey, you gave the rental car key back to them, right? And Eddie's like, yeah. He said, no. He said, I gave it to you.
I said that pretty quick.
Yeah, Eddie goes immediately, no, I gave it to you. I was like, no, you didn't. And I was like, check your pocket. And in the plane, he goes, I have the key to the rental car.
Oh, my, the worst feeling ever.
No.
Been there.
Well, he immediately pawned it off on me.
Immediately.
He goes, no, I gave it to you. I was like, no.
Man, I truly thought that in my head.
No,
I'm like,
it was
I
an
gave
instinct
it to
for
you.
Him to put the blame on somebody else. He was just searching for somebody. So yesterday I had to mail it back. Luckily, they do have a second key, but that car they said was just sitting there for 3 hours. They couldn't move it because they didn't have the key. So,
hey, my bad.
You're bad. Sure. Coming up in the mailbag, a woman, she lost an expensive piece of jewelry. She's trying to tell her husband. She doesn't know how. And then we'll do Pick-A-Bit between Ray, Morgan, and now, Lunchbox. All right, welcome to Tuesday's show. Let's go. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. Over the course of the last few years, as my husband and my salaries have gone up, I've started purchasing designer items. My husband is not a big fan of me spending money this way, but I grew up without a lot, and I enjoy being able to treat myself now. We do not have any kids. We both work. A few months ago, I got a promotion at work, and I bought myself a new ring to celebrate. For the past week, I've not been able to find the ring. I don't wear it every day, but when I do wear it to work, I always take it off before going to the gym. I'm worried it fell in my bag. I'm scared that if I tell my husband, he will not let me buy any more nice things. I kind of want to wait a week or so to see if I can find it or buy another one without telling him. Ooh. What are your opinions on this? I don't want to lie, but he honestly won't even notice the charge on my credit card. But I do think he will notice if he never sees me wearing the ring when we go out. Thank you. Anonymously missing that ring. I remember once, Amy, you lost your ring at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
You put it in a little cup holder, the stair
elliptical
machine or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the gym, the janitor or the cleaner was coming by with the vacuum and almost sucked it up. Whew, I found it, though.
Did you find it? Did you go back to it and see it, or did they go?
I think he found it.
Yeah.
He said, I almost sucked it up.
Yeah, yeah. That's how she knew he almost sucked it up.
Yeah.
Well, you have a little predicament here. I think you can wait. I think you could buy another one. And then if you find the other, then you could probably sell that one. But if you say you lost it, you're never going to hear the end of it. And I always love good. I love, you know what they call it, white lie.
Sure.
You know, I love some beige honesty.
Oh, beige. Off-white.
It's not going to hurt. Yeah. Oh, off-white honesty. I like that.
Yeah, that's what we're calling it.
It's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt anyone if you go buy yourself another one. Mm. You just said it himself. He's not going to notice it. You guys are doing fine financially. If you say, I lost the ring, he is you're never going to let it. That's never going to escape you. Ever. I think you can wait a week. And if you don't find that ring, you beigely, you off-whitely, go and get you another one.
Huh.
You're not breaking any rule. You're not stealing any money. You're not keeping food from kids' mouths. I think you go and get another one.
Did she say how much that was?
She did not. She just said he wouldn't notice a charge to her card.
Wow.
Now, if he catches the charge, or if you can't lie about it.
Right, because then no longer
it's
beige.
It's no longer off-white honesty.
Right.
It's a great
so
name,
then
the
you
way,
just casually say, oh, I had to buy another one because I lost it.
That's it. Just super casual. But you wait until he's in trouble for something when you bring that
ooh.
Up.
Ooh.
And you're like, oh, yeah?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You're like, you did this, but you know what? I had to buy another one of these, so we're even. And then you let it be. I'm going with off-white honesty on this one. You don't lie, but you probably just go get you another one, especially if you have the money to do it. Amy, your thoughts?
Well, it's a bummer that she says, I work hard. I just got a promotion. I treated myself. And then she says if she admits to him that she lost it, that he won't, quote, let her get another one.
Well, I'm sure she ain't letting him do stuff either.
Right. But I think that it's okay. I still wait a week, see if it turns up. But then eventually, if you don't find it, then it's okay to say something.
No, it ain't. Just letting you know. No, it ain't.
It is.
Ain't. You're never going to live it down. It ain't worth it. It's just not worth it. You're never going to live it down. So I'm going to say Amy and I are mostly on the same page. Wait a little bit.
I don't really feel like we are.
We are. Wait a little bit. You're going to find
oh,
it.
Oh, trust me, we are.
I feel like she's going to find this ring. I do.
Okay, that's what we agree.
Yeah, I
go
agree with
check
that.
In on the places you think you've lost it. Mm-hmm. And if you can't find it, buy you another one. Never mention it. If it's ever brought up, hey, did you buy another ring? I did. Hey, I like that ring. Thank you. Never say you got a second one.
Ooh,
it's all good.
Yeah, good call.
Lunchbox.
Listen, you can't lie to your husband. You're lying by not telling him. Listen, we all make mistakes. And yes, you were irresponsible and you need to own up to your actions. If you have kids, you wouldn't want them to lie to you.
They don't have kids.
Go. I'm saying as an example.
It's not a lie.
It is a
lie.
It's not a lie. There's not a single lie happening here. And when did you become Mr. Honesty Integrity?
Right, no, I listen, think it's because it's the wife.
Ding,
he would lie to her.
Ding. That's right.
Would you lie to your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Eddie?
But he controls the financials. He obviously
no,
makes.
No, they have their own money.
He brings home the bacon.
They didn't say that. They both
oh
do
my
well.
God. She just got a raise.
Eddie?
Write it out, man. One time I lost a watch for 3 years, a really nice one. And then I took my car to get washed. They found it. And I'm like, wow, I never told a single soul. And my dad, when I told him the story, he goes, I wondered for 2 years where that watch was because he gave it to me.
You just straight write it out?
Just write it out, dude. It could all take right. 3 years, but you'll find it.
Remember, off-white honesty. That's what you live by right there. You're not lying by that. All right, thank you for the email. Go get you another one. Hey, you deserve it. You've been working hard. Yeah, you deserve it. You've been working hard. All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
Well, you know how Stashira is all about making money and saving money.
Yeah, that's Amy's daughter. She loves to hustle.
It's her specialty.
Love it.
So I guess she heard that you could go to Dunkin' at the end of the day when they're about to close and get any donuts they're going to throw away.
So if you show up right when they're shutting the doors, they will give you donuts.
What?
Okay, let's ask the expert. Lunchbox, you used to work at Dunkin' Donuts.
Correct.
If I were to go to that place at the very end and go like, I don't know, I'm just here looking for a donut, would they give me a donut?
I have no idea because my Dunkin' Donuts never closed. So there was never a chance we were throwing, we never threw donuts away. So we were always making new ones and selling through. So they would never close the doors. And so there was no giving away donuts.
What do you think the answer is? Do you think it's a real? Or you think
no,
it's
I think it's no because they can get in trouble for health code violations.
If they give away donuts.
Yes, if they give them away at the end of the day.
Eddie, what do you think?
Oh, I think they give them away. I mean, that would be wasted food. You have the donuts.
The grocery stores get in trouble for that.
Grocery stores. That's why you can go dumpster dive and find good groceries. I had a buddy that lived in San Francisco, and he only ate out of dumpsters.
What?
Yeah.
You had a buddy?
He had a buddy in San Francisco. That's, to me, craziest part. Okay, so she go. Do you let her?
Yeah, she said, hey, she had a friend over, and she asked if they could ride their bikes down to the Dunkin' Donuts.
There's a Dunkin' close enough to ride a bike to?
Closes at 7 p.m.
Wow.
So it's not dark yet. So I said, okay, yeah, take the bike, see what happens. And sure enough, they got donuts.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's,
she
know.
Came back. Are you sure she didn't buy them? She was just tricking you?
No.
Like she didn't take like $5 and buy donuts?
No.
I'm going today.
Yeah. I mean, I figured lunch could probably test this out. But It's kind of crazy. And I told her I don't want to take advantage of that. So if she wants to do this again, she needs to go in time to buy something and then kindly offer to take any donuts off their hands that they're just going to throw out.
But I don't think it's taking advantage of it if they're just going to throw it out.
Correct.
I correct. Know. But it's not wasting. But if you really want a donut, you should go early enough to buy the donut and pay for it.
Unless you don't want one bad enough, but you only want one bad enough. It's free. Right when they're closing.
Listen, I'm waiting for the day, honestly, where she comes to me and she
wants to sell the donuts.
Yes, and she's reselling the donuts she just got.
Wow.
On the
side of the
street.
At 7:05, once they close the doors, right there in front of the Dunkin'. It's like getting a nice, you know, like a nice chest and filling it full of Chick-fil-A and sitting there on Sunday when people drive through.
That's
be like,
right.
Hey, what do you need? I got it right here. Double the price. Yep.
So what's the line? Hey, I hear you're about to close. Do I get the donuts for free? I mean, is that all you say?
I don't know that they, you know, had a strategic line other than,
they had a strategy, don't worry.
For sure.
Y'all are closing, like, do y'all have any donuts you're going to throw out? We'll take them.
Okay.
You got to try that, dude.
I'm going to do that.
And bring us some if they're free.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll bring you some. I'll bring you 2 dozen. What do you like on yours? Mm. You like sprinkles?
I like them.
Boston cream?
Well, I'm not eating sugar, but I like the kind, the cream. I like any donut with the cream.
Blueberry cake. Donut.
No. Cake guy. That's crazy.
Yeah, blueberry cake are good.
So good. They're the best.
I like a cream. Give me a cream.
I'll get you a Boston cream, a Bavarian cream.
And then I'll watch you eat it. And I'll be like, that looks so good.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Melissa Servitz, she lives in Florida, and she's a teacher. But that's not what makes her awesome. Since 2015, she got certified to be a foster mom. She's single, no husband. And since then, she has fostered over 60 children.
Wow.
That's amazing. And out of those 60, Jane, Destiny, Matthew, Emerson, their sibling group of four, they now are adopted. They live with her. And so here she is talking about how awesome and why she loves to be a foster mom.
You feel that your love is so abundant that you want to give back to the community. We have so many children who need safe, loving homes. And my hope is that every child who needs a loving home gets one.
It's wonderful she got to keep the kids together that were siblings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know that was important to you and your wife.
Yes, and they were all separate during her foster period. Like, so two of them came earlier on, and then she kind of knew of them. She had to send them back, and then she heard of the other siblings. And then she kind of eventually got them together, did the adoption, and now they're permanently there.
If you're new to this show, Eddie, two of his sons were once two foster children.
Yeah.
You got one, and then they were like, hey, his brother. This later on, his brother. Then you got two.
Then we got two.
And then you adopted them.
Yes.
But it was never your plan to even have one at first.
I mean, my plan was to get certified and just see what happens. And then I'm telling you, like, within weeks of our certification expiring, we got the call that they had a foster baby that they needed to come to the house.
And so then you're like, oh my goodness. And then they're like, hey, you want another?
Yeah. And then a couple weeks later, they're like, well, we got another one. Do you want it? Like,
wow.
Absolutely. Let's
go.
Wow.
That's just so much all at once.
That's pretty cool, man.
Now Eddie has four sons and it's been amazing.
Yes, it's amazing. I mean, exactly what she said is why we do it. I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here are your three options. We're going to do one of these segments right now. Number one, Raymundo, our audio producer, was at a cow milking competition, and he saw an artist get kicked over by a cow. That's option one. Option two is Morgan, who runs all of our digital or social media, she saw someone try to steal her mail, and she recorded them.
Wow.
Or three, Lunchbox made the local news.
No, have you seen me on the news lately?
No.
Right.
Okay, have you seen Lunchbox on the news lately? So if you're not involved, you get to vote. So that would be me, Amy, Eddie, and if there's a tie, because there's three, Mike D will come in.
Okay.
Eddie, which one do you want to hear?
Man, Lunchbox's story has been so long, but I really don't care about it. So I'm going to go with Ray. I want to know what artist got kicked by
over.
A cow.
Amy?
Oh, I would like to hear Morgan's story about the mail.
Oh, boy.
I would like to hear Lunchbox's story on opposite day. I'm going to go with... with Ray's story.
Yes.
All right, so pick a bit. We select you, Ray.
Woo!
All right, bring the heat. What's the bit?
All right, so I'm doing this cow competition. All right.
How did you do a cow? Well, first of all, a cow milking competition? Where is that?
Hilarious. It was at the Nashville Fair, and the local station hooked it up. They said, we need somebody to do play-by-play of cow milking. And I said, it sounds random as crap, I'm in.
Okay, so you go, you have a microphone?
Yeah.
And how many people? Are they kids or adults?
The competition was between the news stations. So CBS, ABC, Fox, all them.
Okay, go ahead.
And they're all milking these cows, but there's two of them, and these cows didn't want to be there. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with cows while they're getting milked. They do a lot of other stuff. Disgusting.
Oh, like?
They're going one and two the entire time, so the people in the front row had to move back.
Oh.
So that's how it started off. And I'm like, wow, this got real, real quick. Well, Presley did not want to be milked whatsoever. The cow, I guess they have names and stuff like that. They're just like people. So this Presley started bucking, knocks over the milk carton, okay? Or whatever it was, the milk pail. And there's a country artist. And the country artist's name is Hannah Ellis. We've had her on the show before. She's an up-and-coming artist. And the cow drills her in the chest because it was bucking. I got video of it. I put it on my Instagram, and it knocks her back. And she went back about 5 feet. And the entire crowd goes awkwardly silent. It's like, are we going to continue the competition? This chick just got knocked out by a cow.
Wow.
That stinks if that's really what happened. However, Ray's name is Clickbait Ray for a reason.
No.
Yeah, he could have just said my neighbor got hit by the cow.
I can confirm.
I know her. We've had her on the show before.
Oh. Yeah, I went to Hannah's Instagram, and she was talking about it, and there was a whole, yes, the video is legit. She does get kicked back by the cow. You see her boots, like you see her little feet fly back. She seemed okay, but she said she's an extremely competitive person. So she basically wasn't going to let
that stop. She kicked the cow back.
That's what I was thinking. She got back to the cow.
Yeah.
So,
crazy.
Did she have to get taken down to the hospital or anything?
No, like, she got dusted, but she never hit her head, which was the lucky thing. So she just stood back up and they continued the competition. They thought about not doing that.
I bet that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
If I got kicked in the chest by a cow, I'd have to be like, oh, do some little dance or something, because I would just be so humiliated.
And then she had to perform after that, and it was all the cow stuff all over the ground, so they had to come in and put sawdust down so you couldn't smell it while you were watching her perform.
Oh, gosh.
This whole thing sounds like a disaster. This whole thing sounds like just absolute disaster. There he is, Ray.
Yeah.
With a nice bit, we picked a bit. A rabies warning has been issued in a part of North Dakota because a woman took in a raccoon that she caught into a bar. And so she was letting people pet it, apparently, showing it off to customers. And the woman was like, hey, get it out of here. So there are no reports of the raccoon biting anyone, but the North Dakota Health and Human Services Department still issued a warning, as even having the saliva get on you could be a problem.
Really?
Of the raccoon. Yes. Yeah, so they're like, hey, there's a rabies warning. I wonder if they do an EAS test on that one.
Yeah.
This is a test of the, not even a test. This is a real one. Yeah, there's a warning, rabies warning for the town. And that's from the Bismarck Tribune.
I get it, though. Don't y'all? Like,
don't bring a raccoon into a bar.
No, raccoons are so cute.
Or a baby. Don't bring a baby in a bar.
Well.
No. Yeah. No, not well.
For different reasons, yeah.
And raccoons, they are not cute up close.
They are so cute.
They're not?
Not up close. You see one, they're like, oh, look at the little raccoon. He's got his little eye, whatever.
It's like sunglasses.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, look at the little. They are not. They're mean.
Wow.
They're dirty. Yeah, that's why they're in your trash.
There was one that wanted to come into our house one time, and I wanted to leave the door open and let it hang out. But my wife's like, you're not doing that.
Yeah,
close that
don't
door.
Don't do that with her. They're not clean animals.
They're so cute, though, man. Yeah.
Cute and dirty. Kind of like Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The 82-game preseason, I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet, listen to this, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia at www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. If we're not here, still call because we have a voicemail line. You can say whatever you want. We'll play them back on the air. This is Matt from San Diego, California.
I was catching up on some of the podcasts, and I was listening to you talk about taking on the kangaroo. And as your friendly neighborhood zookeeper, I just have to say that I don't think you could do it, Bobby. Kangaroos are massive. I've worked with them. I know you're a tall dude at 6'1", and you work out and you train, but I'm telling you, man, I don't think you could take on a kangaroo. Love the show. Love you guys, though.
Yeah, I could. Okay, I'll whoop a kangaroo.
No, that's a specialist talking.
Yeah, he works with kangaroos.
And I'm special with the heart of a lion. Mm-hmm. When you take a heart of a lion and a heart of a kangaroo, whose heart wins? The heart of a lion.
I don't know.
I would whoop
I
a kangaroo's butt. Never... And don't send me a big muscular kangaroo and be like, look at this one. You'll lose. That's like sending someone, a wrestler from WWE, and going like, if you just met this guy. Of course, that one you'd probably lose to. But random kangaroo on the street? Bring it, bruh. I stick my head in your pouch and be like, boom,
no,
and then cold cock him.
Okay.
I whoop a kangaroo. So you can leave a voicemail just like that. The voicemail line's like, hey, it's Bobby. Thanks for leaving a voicemail. Sometimes Lunchbox gets on the voicemail lines and just messes with people. So here is Lunchbox, and callers are thinking they're going to get this, but instead they get this.
Thank you for calling the Bobby Bones Show.
I sent a voicemail last night, and I don't know if y'all got it or if you even listened to your voicemail.
This is the voicemail. Leave a message. Beep.
Okay, you're doing this again. All right. Hello?
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 Are you there?
Well, actually...
Anything else you'd like to say? You want to give a shout-out?
I actually had all the
no shout-out. No one cares. Have a great day.
Oh my. Okay, thank you.
Was that it? That's what you did? You
just be mean to someone?
Oh, hey, they're trying to say something.
Okay, here's another one.
Bobby Bones Show. This is the voicemail. Beep.
Lunchbox. Hello?
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1. If you'd like to re-record, press 2.
Lunchbox, is Abby around or Morgan?
If you're satisfied with your message, press 1.
Nobody believes it.
I really hope this is a joke because I think you're the only one amused by it.
Boring.
Why are you being such a
That was rude. There is no cursing on the voicemail. Please rephrase your statement.
I hope to God you and I never meet in person, dude.
Why did you get a robot voice? Because you weren't robot, and all of a sudden you go to robot. And also, nobody believes this bit anymore.
That guy was going to
kill
you.
No, he did.
He knows it's you.
He said, I hope we never meet in person.
I'm nervous for you.
Yeah,
now.
Me too, man.
What are you nervous about?
You did not make him happy.
Here's one more. And this one is Lunchbox. Then you're not the voicemail anymore.
No, just acting like she was on hold.
Okay.
Going to patch her through.
Here you go.
Thank you for calling the Bobby Bones Show.
So I have a random question that I'm going to
put you on hold so I can patch you through to Bobby, but please practice your story while you're on hold so you get it concise and to the point. Please hold. We are live in 3, 2, 1. You're live. Go with your question, please.
Hey, so I'm calling to see what your opinions
are. Whoa. Little more energy. Here we go. You are live in 3, 2, 1. We are live.
Hey, so.
No. Energy. We got millions of people listening across the country. Here we go. You're live in 3, 2, 1, live.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Go!
All right, I need your advice.
I can't hear you. You gotta be louder,
The Bobby Bones Show talks about something.
Okay. Right. I mean, he just does this
just
for fun.
You're just mean to people. It's not even like, you're stupid. Hold.
I feel like this was like us when we were like prank calling people when we were kids.
You didn't get that out of a system?
For sure.
If Lunchbox ever answers.
No, stop. Don't ruin this.
No, it's already ruined. Nobody believes it.
Don't ruin the bit.
I feel like we're going to lose callers.
Here's one more. This is a real one. This is Heather in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Bobby Bones. I need some help. My best friend, slash boss, principal, loves Luke Bryan, and I just bought us tickets to go see him in Bossier City, October 7th. Do you have any suggestions on how to tell her? Love your show.
How I would tell her? I don't know. You were going to Luke Bryan in Bossier City on October 7th?
Yeah. Maybe yell a little bit?
Wait, say it right now to her friend, and she can play this back.
Do an impression of Luke.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
What's her name?
I didn't say.
Okay.
Principal.
Hey, it's me, Luke Bryan, and you're going to come see me in Bossier City. Let's go!
That's too much Yosemite Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went a little overboard there. You're coming to my show in Bossier City, and I can't wait to see you.
That's pretty good.
Luke Bryan.
Yeah, play her this clip back. That'll work. And that's how you leave a voicemail. See, like that. Lunchbox is never messing with you on the voicemails. But you can call us 877-77-BOBBY. You can leave us a voicemail at any time. 877-77-BOBBY. If you're listening on podcast, you can call right now and leave us a voicemail. If we're live on the air, you call. You may get on the show live. But you can always reach out to us.
Bobby, saw you and Eddie were here in Fresno. I guess that was on Friday. Perusing the Target. Just wanted to make sure that your trip through Fresno was, went well and that all the Fresnans treated you well. I really look forward to seeing you and the Raging Idiots back out here soon. I think I speak for all of Fresno when I say, man, we missed the crap out of you guys. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you very much. We were in Fresno briefly. We flew into Fresno to get out to Sequoia, California for a friend's wedding. And we went to the Target, and it was me and my wife and Eddie and his wife, and we bought groceries because we're staying in Airbnb. We got a decent amount of groceries there for a few days. I thought it was a decent amount of groceries, especially for our house, because Caitlin and I are two people. We're adults. We eat a decent amount. We were checking out, and Eddie's wife goes, man, this is nothing. She goes, I have four kids. This is like a thimble of groceries.
That was easy shopping for us.
She was like, we get like three things of milk at once. And that's when I had a little, wow. Yeah, I had a little slice of Eddie's life. Groceries, must be tough at your house.
Yeah. Like I said, we're up to 3 gallons every time we go.
That's wild. Four boys, two adults.
And the older they get, the more they eat. So it's getting bigger. Absolutely.
Yeah, she was like, this is amazing. Only this few groceries?
Yeah.
I was like, that's like 7 bags. Crazy. We were just there for a second. And, we don't have any plans to tour as the Raging Idiots right now, but you never know. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A team at Georgia Tech just invented painless tattoos. Instead of a needle, there's a patch with thousands of microscopic needles so small you can't even feel them.
Okay.
The needles themselves are made of tattoo ink. So you have the design on the patch and they just stick it on you. You let the ink soak in and the results are permanent.
They told me too before my first tattoo, it don't hurt that bad.
Okay.
It hurts.
Yeah, because it just burns. I guess it depends what part of the body. Yes.
Were there moments where you screamed a little?
No, I never screamed.
You can't scream getting a tattoo.
Yeah, I think I was just like, hold on, man. Take a break. Because I have the whole state of Arkansas, and they blacked it out. I was like, hold on, give me a minute. That was kind of what I did. But if true, that's pretty cool if you can just put a patch. Because that also... takes away the job of the tattoo artist.
I know.
I don't like that.
Oh,
I know.
So I wonder, true. They probably don't like this.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm against it. Justice for tattoo artists. I'm against this.
You won't be able to get like the intricate stuff.
It.
Or you wanted a full back tattoo.
I'm against
tattoo.
It.
You can't put a patch on there.
Yeah, I don't want a full back tattoo. No, thank you. All right, what else you got?
Well, some people say that money is the secret to happiness.
Lunchbox says that.
Yes.
But according to new research, the secret to happiness might be, any guesses?
Love.
Ooh,
emotion,
love's a good one.
Family. All the stuff they say.
Okay. Lamborghinis.
No, it's simply expressing gratitude. 65% of people who report that they're very happy, well, on a daily basis, they are more likely to always give thanks for what they have.
Do you know what that is? It's not about so much giving thanks. It's about that act makes you think about how fortunate you are.
Yeah.
So then you give thanks. Giving thanks is a product of what that does initially, is it reminds you of what you do have and the things that are going for you, that more than it is just going, hey, thank you. Oh, I feel better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's why people like gratitude journal. That's why, you know, having a gratitude, you know, a few minutes in the morning, it's not so much about the, hey, thank you. It's about, oh yeah, dang. Now when I think about it and I add it up, I got it going pretty good. Because we tend to focus on a lot of things we don't have instead of the things we do have. So, you know what? I have all of you guys. And sometimes I'm thankful. All right.
Sometimes. Whoa, what?
Okay. Well, Kelsey Ballerini, she recently turned 29. So in recognition of that, she made a list of everything she learned in the last year. And she, you know, threw it up there. And, you know, it included things like being busy is her coping mechanism. Dirty martinis are delicious. She can keep a plant alive for 365 days. And her favorite thing is playing Yahtzee. So, Bobby, what in the last year? Do you have anything you've learned about yourself?
Yeah, I play PlayStation before my wife wakes up, or turn the volume down if I'm playing in the evening.
That's good.
That's really good, man.
Mm-hmm. Because if she hears it, she'll be like, are you on the PlayStation again? And she doesn't make me stop, but then I just know that she's like, hey, I know you're playing PlayStation for 2 hours. Maybe we go for a walk. And I'm like, dang it, I gotta go for a walk now. Because so that probably.
Yeah, why use headphones or headset? Do you have a headset?
Well, yeah, but then I talk on it. I'm like, hey, Steve.
Oh,
you suck, man.
And you don't realize how loud you're talking on this.
Yeah, oh, yeah, completely. So she doesn't ever go, don't play PlayStation. She's just like, oh, cool, you did 2 hours. Why don't we go for a walk then? And we can do something for us. And I'm like, golly, man. Okay. Or I play under the covers. I put a blanket over me so you can't hear me. Yeah, probably that. Yeah.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Colin Mitchell is a driver for UPS. He drops off a package in Western Iowa, and he looks through the glass door, and he sees two dogs in the swimming pool. And he's like, huh, that's weird. And he goes back to his truck, and he's like, man, I don't know if the dogs are supposed to be in the swimming pool. So he goes and knocks on the door, and no one answers. And he's like, man, I'm going to go back around and check. And he sees the dogs trying to climb out of the pool, and he's like, man, I got to get the dogs. So this is where I got a problem with Colin. He takes off his shoes, socks, rolls up his pants, then gets into the pool and brings the dogs to safety. He saved the dogs. But man, just jump in the pool.
Well, maybe he realized the dogs were still, they were not going to drown. He also had to work the rest of the day.
There you go.
Didn't want to lose his job.
I didn't think about that. I thought, man, you're just taking your time. Got to make sure your shoes are okay. Roll up your
pants.
And
I bet he could also do it in like 20 seconds too. Like, go. Shoes. One, two. Sock. One sock.
Yeah.
Two socks. Pants. Hold on.
Super
button.
Quick.
I'm buttoned down. I just like to get the belt. Done. Shirt. I'm buttoned. Go. Boom. 22 seconds.
Yes. So the dogs were safe.
Yes.
And the next day, he came back to the house to let the owners know that he had saved their dogs.
Was it on cam? They have it
was
on
not in camera. They didn't know. And they said, oh my goodness, because they have a gate around the pool. It had come unlatched and the dogs had got in. But they had no idea. But Colin came back, and that is the part I agree with. You got to make sure they know you're the hero.
Wow. He probably was saying, hey, there's something going on with your gate, and I would hate for this to happen again.
Yeah, not, where's my reward?
Right.
I want to let you know what I did.
Yeah. Guys. you need to plan a ceremony. I don't think that was what he was doing.
See, now I know why Lunchbox didn't want him to take, you know, roll up his, he wanted to show up to work late, all wet. Yes. Like, what happened?
Man, well, you'll never believe it, man. There was these two dogs in the pool, and so I delivered a package, and I saved the dogs. That's what Brown can do for you.
That's what you would do. Right. Got it. All right, that's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Time to get over to Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Australia's biggest export is boomerangs. It's also their biggest import.
Because it comes back.
That was the Morning Corny.
It comes back. The boomerang does.
Yes, export, back, import.
I love that.
There's another story about Shaq. He wanted to get his master's. And so apparently, the legend has it, he contacted the University of Phoenix. And they usually only do online classes. And I bring this up because Lunchbox hates when I talk about how cool Shaquille O'Neal is. And so this is in the past. So he's in an interview and he says he wanted to get his master's and they said, okay, but he said, I want to do it in a classroom. Well, they told him he needed 15 total people to be in that class. And so he went and paid for 15 friends to all sit in and get their master's. Like they all did a master's class together, all paid for by Shaq.
I mean, do we really believe Shaq went to class?
Yes.
I mean, Shaq is a busy dude. You really think he's got time to go to class Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 a.m.?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
He's retired.
And I understand, but he's on TNT. He's doing this.
Not all year. It's basketball season.
I feel like he has time.
And he consistently is doing cool stuff. Yeah. So why would this not be right?
So I Googled it, and he said that he was in business meetings, and they would always talk to his lawyers because they would think he didn't understand the business side of things. So it made him want to go back. And so he paid for 15 friends to go with him.
That's awesome.
What? This is so annoying. Why not just keep that to yourself, man?
He did for years.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I haven't bragged about Shaq in a while. I haven't bragged about Shaq. Shaq hadn't got enough attention in the media lately.
I agree. I need more stories like this. I need
to see one of these 15 friends come out and say it was me. Because I don't believe it.
And I'm sure he needs to really give you what you need.
Because I don't think, I think he just made it up to make himself look good.
And I don't think he cares. One single bit. On the phone is Jared in Pennsylvania. Hey, Jared, what can I do for you?
Hey, I was just calling to see how you, any advice on getting over a breakup.
What happened? Tell me the story.
Well, I know a lot of it is my fault. Just working too much, and I was getting wrapped up in my job and not paying much attention to her, and then now she asked me to leave, and, you know, because I was so stressed. I let the stress of my work just get over me and control me. And now I've lost her.
So you dated for how long?
We were together for a year, living together. We moved in pretty quickly.
And are you sure that she said get out because of the stress of work? I mean, is that the real reason, or is that the reason you're telling us here?
That's the reason that I'm seeing. I mean, I know there's more, because the stress got my attitude bad. I'll be the first to admit it did not give me a good attitude, and I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't deal with it all. So I'm 100% responsible for it.
So do you want to get over the breakup, or do you want her back? I think that's the first question.
Yeah.
So I'd love to have her back.
So then I don't think the question is how do you get over a breakup first. So do you think is there something that you could do in your mind to get her back, or changes you could make that if you convinced her that you would or could do them, that she would consider having you back?
I think there's some possibilities there.
Okay, well, that's the question. We're going to move on right now from how to get over the breakup to how do you get her to trust you again? Not because you cheated, but because she's got to trust that you're going to actually consider her feelings and her time whenever you're supposed to be her boyfriend, her partner, right?
Right.
So could you, first of all, you have to admit everything that you've done wrong to her. It may be not wrong, it's not the word. Everything that you failed at doing with her, and you have to put it all on the table and say, look, I know I didn't do this. I was not present. I had a bad attitude. And then you have to kind of pitch how you'll fix what you did wrong. Not that you can fix that you did it, but how you'll fix how you're going to do it in the future. Are you okay with doing those two things?
Yeah, I can do that.
And then you don't try to move back in immediately. You try to almost redate her again. It's like, hey, look, I know you're going to need me to prove this to you, so that's what I want to do very slowly. And so then you kind of have to start over again, and probably it's going to be a bit more traditional than it was initially, where you guys moved in very quickly together. How does that sound?
One question, though. She said that right now she doesn't want to hear from me, talk to me. She said that we can still communicate, but once a week.
Great. So here's
so
what you do.
Wait till that end of the week?
Absolutely. You respect everything that she wants. So once the one time that you can talk to her, or you can put it in the email, too. Be like, hey, I want to respect you because I want to show you that I'm going to respect you from now on and respect your wishes, and I'm going to respect, you know, your wants and needs. And this is what I've done wrong, and this is how I would like to fix that in the future. And then you just don't press her. You know, if you want to do some crazy gesture in 3 or 4 weeks, you can do it, but you got to give her space, and you've got to, in that space, convince her to just give you a shot again. Not take you back, but just give you a shot again. So your goal isn't to get her back and move in with her. Your goal is just to get her to go, okay, yes, I'll talk with him a little more. That's it. You're taking a tiny step. Can you do that?
I would welcome that in a heartbeat.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to get a... When can you talk to her again? End of the week? Is that when it is?
Yep.
Is that visitation? Visitation's end of the week?
Oh, gosh.
Do you see her in person? Or you said you only can text or email or what? Or call?
She said that she just wants her space right now and that we'll talk on Sundays.
Now, here's what I will tell you. If you don't give her her space, and if you're all up in her business, she's gonna be even more turned off by you. Like, you have to give her her space. Because if you're all up in it, she's going to pull even farther away, okay?
I'm with you.
So on Sunday, when you can talk with her, first of all, I would write out a really long email just so either I can read it back and read it exactly as I want to say, or I would have it ready to send. And then when I talk to her, I would say, hey, I sent you this email just now that I want you to read when we're done with this call. What I'm saying to you is, this is all I've done wrong, and I realize that, and I'm taking that. That's on me. But I can learn from this, and here's what I'm going to do in the future. And then you leave it on her. And she may call you back. She may not. She'll probably realize you're a pretty good dude with a pretty good heart, and most dudes out there aren't pretty good dudes with pretty good hearts. It may take her a minute, but I think you can get a step back in. I think you can get your foot in the door, and you can make it happen again. All right? Can you do all that? And this bit will be up on the podcast. Take it down. Write it down. Take notes on it.
I will do it.
It will not be it will not be fast. She may even date somebody in between, honestly. But most dudes are idiots and losers, and if you're not an idiot and a loser, I think by you proving you can do her right, maybe you can work this out.
That's what I needed. I needed some confidence. Thank you for that.
Don't give up, buddy. Unless you cheated.
I appreciate
you
it.
You tell us. Yes. But if you're
I did not.
Okay, good.
I can promise you that one.
If you can commit to being a good partner to and for her, I think you can make this work, okay?
Yeah.
I'm putting money on DraftKings right now that you'll do it. I'm going to bet yes. You can do it. Wow. Ooh. $5 makes
it's on there?
$5 makes $1 million.
Ooh.
Odds aren't good. Jared, you got it. Hang in there. Go do the deal. Check back in a couple weeks. Don't be smothering her. Play it cool. And I think you can get your foot back in the door if you really love her, okay?
All right. Hey, thanks. Y'all have a great day.
See you, buddy. All right. I feel pretty good about that.
That was really nice. Yeah.
Any idea?
I feel like it pivoted, which is good. He was trying to get over her, but then he realized, oh, maybe he still has another shot.
He didn't realize. I told him.
Yeah.
Then he, threw
I said, hey, buddy, what are we doing here?
He was already trying to move on.
Yeah. He's already trying to find a girl at the bar. I'm like, wait, buddy.
Pump those brakes.
I got you right here. Okay, so that's Jared. We're changing lives one at a time. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So, you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I've been looking at this jacket online because it's getting fall. Before you know it, it's going to be cold. And even if it's not cold, I'm like, I'm freezing. Need to put on a jacket. It's just like fall, so I'm going to start wearing long sleeves. And I found a jacket, and it was like half off. And so I waited for it, and I bought it. And then I just got the email. We are contacting you regarding your recent order. Due to error in our inventory system, we had to cancel your order.
Oh, no.
I waited like a month and a half to get this jacket. And then for some reason, to compensate you, we're giving you a $10 site credit.
What?
Nice.
No, no, I want the jacket. I got the jacket.
About?
I've been waiting forever for this. It was red. It was awesome. And so now I don't get it. Womp womp. Life's harder than this.
But that just still not cool though.
You know what I did last night? I stayed on Big Kenny's auction for like 2 hours looking at stuff. So Big Kenny from Big and Rich has taken a bunch of stuff from his house and he's selling it, and all the money goes to families of Gold Star people who they're like Gold Star families where their husbands or wives have died.
Oh, wow.
Serving. And so they pay their mortgages. And so he had put up all this stuff. Almost bought like 3 Big Kenny top hats. I didn't pull the trigger on it.
He has a lot of top hats.
Well, yeah, that's his look.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was just one.
I thought the same one.
And I can probably find the link. We could put it up because it is going for a good cause. But I was like trying to find my favorite top hat. And then I was like, what am I ever going to do with this top hat? But it's Nashville rocks again. Treasures abound from the home of Big Kenny. It's a pretty cool selection of clothes and some of their stage clothes and drums and bongos. I mean, I got to buy something, but there's 5 days left in this and we'll link it, but there's a lot of Big Kenny top hats.
I mean, get the bongos.
Yeah, the bongos right now. I don't want to say what I want because a listener's going to go steal
that's
it from
true.
Me.
How
yeah.
much?
But they have like a couch on there too.
Oh. Mm.
So I did that last night and then I watched Monday Night Football. There were 2 games on last night. So that was pretty cool. We had a caller a second ago, or we were talking about Shaq a second ago and how Lunchbox gets so annoyed at Shaq because he does nice things for people. It's weird. Weird.
And there's always cameras around.
No, not always. Sometimes there's phones and everybody has a phone. And if you don't think people are recording when Shaquille O'Neal, who's over 7 foot tall and famous, walks in, you're out of your mind. They just film him walking probably, walking by. This is Terry in Florida who wants to talk about Shaq. Hey, Terry.
Hey, how are you today?
Pretty good. What's going on?
Hey, I was listening to your show. I listen to it every morning here. I work from home. And Lunchbox, with his deal with Shaquille O'Neal and how it irritates him when he gives things away. And I just wanted to call. Last week, Shaquille made the news again down here for the Boys and Girls Club. He was filming Celebrity Renovation and went to the Boys and Girls Club and made a deal that somebody made a shot. He gave three people a chance to make a half-court shot. And on the first shot, they made it. And he promised the boys and girls that were there, there was 36 of them, if that was made, that he would give 36 laptops away. And the shot was made on the very first shot, and he gave away 36 laptops to the Boys and Girls Club, to the kids that were there at the film.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
And I don't care, and I don't think this is it, but I don't care if he was doing it all for press or attention, because you still have kids who don't have access to a laptop getting a laptop, and that's a fair trade. You know what? If you want a little attention, but you're still doing something good, I don't care. You can have all the attention you want. Just keep doing good stuff. Attention costs nothing. But you know what costs? Laptops for kids who are trying to get an education. It's like when celebrities will go, you know, I'm donating $1 million to this. And people are like, oh, he's just doing it for attention or a tax write-off. But it's like, okay.
He might be.
Yeah. And if he is, great. As long as he writes that check for that $1 million that goes to relief of some sort, I don't care what you're wanting. As far, attention's free. You want to get a tax write-off? Cool. No problem. As long as somebody's being helped, then I'm all good with it. Hey, Terry, I appreciate that call. Lunchbox, I see you itching over there to talk.
Yes, well, when I do things and I say, oh, you know, why don't they put me on the news? You're like, you shouldn't do it for the attention. Well, I mean, come on.
You went into a sandwich place. There were four people in there and screamed, sandwiches on me, and then called the news to tell them.
Correct. Yeah. I go to PetSmart to get dog food, and I donate $2 every time.
But
boom.
I would say 100,000 people do that a day. Yeah. So that's not a news story if it's happening extremely frequently. Extreme frequency.
I'm sure people give away laptops all the time.
Okay. But not famous people.
I have an old laptop. I've given it away.
Terry, thank you. Have a good day.
But you're not Shaquille O'Neal. That's the problem.
Got him.
Okay.
That is the problem, Lunchbox. Okay, so I want to talk about this psychic, and I want to see the percentage that you believe this person. So Logan Smith predicted that the Queen would die on September 8th, like straight up. And this is months and months prior. Said it's on September 8th, the Queen of England will die. Not really a prediction people wanted to hear, but it's a prediction that came true. Now Logan Smith has said that King Charles, the new one, formerly known as Prince Charles,
yes,
will pass away March 28th, 2026.
Oh, so he's going to get to reign for a little bit.
Yeah, it's a quick reign, though.
Oh, that's really?
Queen Elizabeth, 70 years, Charles, 4.
Yeah.
So what's the percentage that this person actually has some sort of skill of prediction, of psychic ability? Amy?
I mean, I don't want to believe it, but then my psychic cousin predicted when you were going to get engaged, or at least the month, and she was right. I feel like I want to ask her if she believes this guy.
I wonder if we get her on the show again.
I mean, yeah.
Does she still live in a foreign country?
No, she moved back to Austin because her mom is sick.
I predicted that. Oh, I didn't predict the sick part. I just figured she moved back with all of her celebrity.
Yeah,
now that she's a celebrity.
Okay, well, I guess I'm on the fence. I think he just got lucky, but okay, fine. I'll believe him.
Percentage?
Oh, 50-50.
What?
That's a
okay, what?
What's wrong with that?
Too big number.
2%.
Yeah.
2%?
2%. I'm only giving them that because they got that one right. 2%. Eddie?
Yeah, I'm going 1% because anyone can get lucky. Like, I don't know, he maybe got an inside tip that she was sick. We didn't know that she was sick.
But the exact
yeah,
day?
Yeah, but months prior, I don't think there's any inside tips happening.
1%.
Okay. I'm with you.
Dude got lucky.
Lunchbox?
0%. He got lucky. He just picked a random date and said it, and it happened. 0%. These people can't do anything.
From Business Insider, here's the second story. A study finds that people show more affection to dogs than they do humans and the people in their life. I was thinking about this last night. Like, I will go home, and I will take Eller or Stanley's head, and I will take my hands and put it on their cheek, and I'll rub it and be like, hey, I love you so much. How's your day going? And then I'll see my wife and be like, hey, babe, how's it going?
Yep. So true.
But every day I see that. I mean, I'll put my forehead up against. I don't let them lick me anymore, but I'll put my forehead up against the forehead, and I'm like, how's it going? And I'll scratch the, you know, their belly, because they can't get to their butt and their chest.
Right.
It's the two spots that dogs can't really get to unless they have some sort of crazy flexibility. And I do it every day. I see him, but I see my wife. I give her a hug, a little kiss on the cheek, and you know, here we go again. But my dogs, whatever they want. You want an extra long butt scratch? Come on.
A what?
dogs, not wife.
Right.
Yeah, dogs, not wife. But absolutely, I show more absolute affection to my dogs daily than I do my wife, which makes me think I should go home and do that to my wife now. Just grab her cheek and be like, how's you doing? Yeah. How's you doing, baby? She would go, what are you doing?
Yes.
Or a place she can't touch, like the middle of her back. You know?
That's a good one.
Like you do with a dog.
Although I can touch mine.
Yeah, you can't touch the middle of your back.
Oh, no, like right between your shoulder blades?
That's a good point.
No chance.
There's one spot on the human we can't touch.
It's right back there.
I scratch her. Hey, baby. She starts kicking her foot like Stanley does. So that's a reminder. One, yeah, continue loving your dog, but be sure to show the humans. People don't know what you think, and a lot of times we base what we feel our day-to-day accomplishments on how we feel much more than our actions. We're like, well, I love them. Of course they should know that. Yeah, but did you show them? I try to get better at that. All right, cool. All right, time for the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Kim Kardashian buys a $70 million Malibu estate. Holy moly.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it's $70 million, four bedrooms, 5.5 bathrooms. So the place is big, but it's mostly because of what it looks at. It looks out on.
And oh, yeah, the property.
Beach and yeah. All. Yeah, that's from the Daily Mail. That is a lot. That's a lot.
Yes, it's a lot.
And the house is awesome. But just relative to what she has, though, I don't know that it's that substantial to her, which is what's weird about it all. $70 million, man. A woman's husband of 25 years has a secret family that she discovered on Facebook.
No way.
Oh.
This is from the New York Post. A devastated woman says her life is absolutely wrecked, and she feels just destroyed because she discovered her husband has a second family. She's been married. He's the father of her three children. They've been together 25 years. She believed they had a wonderful life together. Her husband works as an insurance broker, and there are branches all over the country. So he worked week on, week off.
Oh, wow.
How did he juggle that?
But when the
week on, week off.
Just remembering stories.
That's crazy, man.
I didn't know what story's what. But when the mom of three set up a new Facebook account, she typed in her husband's first name and discovered his second profile with a different last name, which is weird. Why would you do that, bro?
Right, yeah. You cannot have...
First of all, why would you do that, bro? The main thing.
Right.
But the second thing is, why would you set up any... Stay off social media. Just in general. If you're trying to hide something like that. So she said he's got a fiance whom he has two kids with, both in their early teens.
Oh my gosh.
My husband is currently with that family right now, and I know it's him because his most recent post is of him and them eating dinner together.
That is so bizarre.
Quote, I've also been in contact with the other woman. I've told her, explained the situation. She was equally distraught. From what I'm aware, she's financially independent from him and they don't share property. So it seems very clean on their behalf. And now the husband is staying at a hotel nearby for her sake. I wonder when she confronts him or when she did, if he's like, whoa, hold on. What had happened was.
Let me explain.
Yeah. You know, you don't understand what's happening here. You don't understand.
There's nothing to explain.
Not crazy. Americans' favorite season is fall. As far as when people say where they are the happiest, it's always autumn. Although I don't call it autumn. If somebody calls it autumn.
Fancy smancy.
I'm like, where did you grow up?
Right. No.
Are you rich?
Maybe where they have autumn.
Mm. What is
everywhere
autumn?
It's autumn.
Yeah. I'm sure in places where most of the folks are college educated or more, just generally speaking, they may call it autumn. But in normal parts of America, I don't think they call it autumn. I think they call it fall. Yes. That's from the Staffed Puffs survey. But that being said, what's the deal? What's your favorite season? I'm going summer, 100%. Amy?
Fall.
Okay. Eddie?
Not fall. Go summer, man. I love summertime.
Summer.
Yeah.
What? Look at you guys.
We got three summers, one fall.
That's crazy.
Apparently, it's very much a geographical thing, autumn and fall. But I don't know. I've been to all over the country. As Johnny Cash said, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. And then he listed everywhere he's been.
Yeah.
And I've been everywhere, and I've never had anybody come up and be like, what are you looking forward to about autumn? You're like, what? Who are you? So if you do say autumn, I apologize. So this is a story that made national news and local news from where I'm from KNWA. So quick version of the story. Arkansas played a football game on Saturday. We didn't play that well. We won, but we didn't play that well. After the game, a guy that's the COO of Beyond Meat kind of bit the nose off like of another person, like a part of it. And I'll read you the story here. A food company executive was arrested on a pair of charges after he reportedly bit a man's nose in a parking garage in Fayetteville Sunday night. Doug Ramsey, 53, of Fayetteville, was arrested on September 17th on charges of terroristic threatening and third-degree battery. According to the report, the incident happened at a parking garage near Razorback Stadium following the victory over Missouri State. Just after 10 p.m., an officer was dispatched to Gate 15 for a disturbance that had previously occurred. The responding officer found two males with bloody faces. The officer spoke with both parties and a witness and then determined that, it's always parking. Ooh, I get mad about parking, too, if somebody cuts me off or oof. But the officer spoke with them and determined that Ramsey, who I'd mentioned earlier, 53 years old, was allegedly in the traffic lane of the structure attempting to leave when a Subaru inched his way in front of his Bronco, making contact with the side tire.
Oh.
He got out of his vehicle, punched through the back windshield of the Subaru.
What?
Like, he's gone full Incredible Hulk.
Wow.
He punched through the window.
This is the Beyond Meat guy?
The owner of the Subaru then got out, and he stated that Ramsey pulled him in close and started punching his body. Ramsey also bit the owner's nose, ripping the flesh off the tip of the nose.
Was that during a wrestle, or did he just reach for the nose?
It had to be, he was just, this is my opinion. I do not know.
Right.
It had to be, if you're like close with someone, and you're just trying to somehow hurt and take them down, you're biting, punching, clawing, scratching.
Whatever it is.
I'm assuming he didn't go, all right, come here, buddy, let me get by that. So he was arrested, and he was named COO of Beyond Meat in December 21st. Well, Beyond Meat is a company that it's not meat. It's stuff that tastes like meat.
Right.
Well, he's eating meat here. Yeah. So not leading by example.
Well, he probably
hypocritical.
Eats
human meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that. He previously worked for Tyson Foods. So he's clearly, this is what blows my mind, is he's clearly a successful person that makes really sound decisions, probably business-wise. But why would he lose? I mean.
Somebody hit his tire.
I understand being rage-filled. It's so cool to punch through a back windshield, though.
Have you ever?
That's crazy.
No, are you kidding? That's like you gone to a new, you're in Never Never Land.
Uh-huh.
And you're strong. What's he look like? Is he buff?
He looks pretty like a linebacker.
Yes, sir.
And he looks very angry in his mugshot.
Yeah, I would be angry too.
So I would say he probably does have some anger he needs to work through.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm saying maybe the guy, I don't know, you never know what happened in a fight.
Right.
Maybe he felt threatened, but if somebody drove up and inched in and hit my car, I'm trying to bite something off too. I don't care where it is on your body.
No,
if it's
way.
Sticking out, I'm trying to bite it off.
I'm okay. Like, it's okay, no problem.
Oh, that's tough, man. Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. But holy moly, I just get so mad when someone even steals a parking spot from me.
He is a big dude.
Yeah.
He is big. Cool,
man. Yeah. He punched a windshield. That's crazy. Okay, well, there's that story. Hope everything's okay with those people. Also in the news, a Pennsylvania restaurant is threatening to sue a customer because the customer left a $3,000 tip for a waitress and then canceled it later.
No. Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, Alfredo's Pizza, by the way, is on The Office. They're like Pizza by Alfredo or Alfredo's Pizza. It's one of these places they talk about on The Office in Pennsylvania. So she was a waitress there, and I think the food was $13. He left $3,000. He wrote tips for Jesus on the receipt. He claimed it was part of a social media movement. And then he disputed the charge weeks later. So the restaurant had already paid her, and then they get the money back from the credit card, and now they're just at $3,000. So they're suing him to get that money back.
Mm-mm. Money gone. Sorry. Right, Lynch?
No, he canceled it. I mean,
he canceled it.
No.
He did. Yes, he did. You're saying he can't. He did.
He did. Like, he tried, it was a big news story. Like, oh my gosh, this guy leaves a $3,000 tip. And then he goes to the credit card company and says, hey, man, I don't want.
How can he even do that?
Yeah, that's why.
Because you can cancel anything and say fraud or say accident. I mean, just.
But it wasn't fraud. There's the receipt. Tips for Jesus.
But why do you change his mind?
Why are you putting your hands up like you're worshiping?
The receipt.
Oh, okay.
No. Like, here's the receipt.
I don't know anything about it, except now the restaurant's having to sue him because they paid $3,000 out.
And, like,
I'm glad they're
fees.
Not trying to take it back from her.
Correct.
That's pretty cool.
So eventually will they?
I don't think so, because this made the news and I think they would look bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Or they may go fund. I don't know. People go fund me for everything.
Everything.
I'm sure that guy's go funding me for a new nose. Yeah. That we just talked about. I can't believe he punched the back windshield.
That's awesome.
Like, I wish
I
could
punch the guy. He punched the windshield first.
Through the back windshield, too.
And then he bit the nose, guys.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's like a different level. That's like a Marvel, like Avenger type stuff, man. A new study says that it's a problem if you go and work out and you exercise, but then you couch potato the rest of the time. That if you're a couch potato, even an active couch potato, it cancels out the benefits. Mm. So stop. So if you're going to be active, don't just chill on the couch for hours. No, you just have to be active, but then don't sit on the couch for more than an hour and a half at a time.
Okay.
Because you doing that in the evening actually takes away from the exercise that you did. That's from the New York Post. A California woman who faked her own kidnapping is sentenced to 18 months in prison. Sherry Papini, the California mother who faked her own kidnapping in 2016 in a hoax that was exposed with the help of advances in DNA technology, was sentenced to 1.5 years in prison. These stories are weird when people fake the kidnapping.
This is the one where she said, like, two Hispanic
captors, yeah.
No, that was Jennifer Wilbanks.
No, it's this one.
No, this one, too.
Oh, she said
the accusations led authorities to carry out an extensive search for the supposed Hispanic captors that came up empty for several years. She also received more than $30,000 from the state and victim compensation funds. Her story fell apart in 2020 when they connected DNA from her clothing to an ex-boyfriend who then admitted he was in on the hoax.
Not cool, bro.
That's from CNN. Still, though, I bet they couldn't punch a hole in the back windshield.
You're stuck on that.
That's crazy. Has he ever done that before? I got so many questions for him. Has he ever punched a hole through a back windshield before?
I'm sure you can probably get him on the phone.
Do you think he keeps his job? Like, if we were to do that, would we still?
Probably not, because he's COO. I think they'd probably be embarrassed. Unless he's real good. And then also, we don't know the whole story. Okay. Also, don't forget the dude hit him with his car. That's vehicle assault.
Do you need to know the whole story?
To know that he punched through the back windshield. I mean, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, I wish I could do that. That's awesome.
I mean, that is a lot of rage.
That is. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. That's awesome. All right, there you go. That's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Always willing to lend a helping voice here. We have Jen in Pennsylvania who's on the phone. Hey, Jen, what can I help you with?
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
I have an older brother. He's 11 years older than me. He's a computer programmer, has always made more money than me. And 10 years ago, I let him use my Amazon account, and he created, like, his own account, I guess. And I just found out that he's been using it the whole time, and he's never paid me for it.
Does he know it costs?
Yeah.
Because it's...
I even asked him last time I talked to him. I was like, hey, you should probably pay me for this.
He's not...
He was like, oh, yeah, I should.
Buying stuff with your card, right? He's just using your Amazon Prime membership. That's what you're saying?
Correct.
And Amazon Prime does a couple things. One, you get your stuff sent quicker. Mm-hmm. And then you get the channel. It's all channels now.
Right,
again.
Right.
We've... Cable channels have gone away, and we're like, oh, we'll do the streaming platform. Now it's just channels again. What channels are on? Amazon. So you just want them to, why don't you just cut them off? Aren't you the main leader of the account?
Yes, and I just feel so bad because he's my brother. I don't know if I should feel bad or not.
Yeah, you know, you shouldn't.
You should not.
This is what you should say. Successful brother who's been mooching off of me forever, who I love dearly, and who makes more money than me, let me remind you. You have 30 days.
Oh,
before this is cut off.
It's an eviction.
Yeah. And then you say, if you don't want to hit me with half, get your own account, bro. Sounds like you guys have a good relationship. I would do that to any knucklehead in here. I'd be like, you have 30 days. And then that's it. That's what I would do. Yes.
I'm so scared.
Why? What did he do to you before?
Oh, listen, I feel like this is going to be a big thing for her. Once you do it, you're going to feel so good. And I feel like this is going to lead to you speaking up in other areas of your life,
and
too.
He'll respect you.
Yeah.
You won't be stealing your Amazon Prime.
And but you can do it in a kind
who cares?
Way.
Question. What's the... the problem?
She's
already paying for it.
He
so the
split
fact
it
that
with her.
He's...
The problem is that she's paying for something he's using and he's not even helping.
Yeah, but what she's going to pay the same amount
anyway.
But
what if he lived in her house and she owned it? And you're like, well, she's paying the mortgage and he's just living there.
Right.
So why does it matter?
Yeah,
he is using something he's not paying for and she's paying for it.
Yeah.
So she's probably like, I could use a little relief here. I got other things I got to pay for. How do you feel about that, Jen?
I understand where they're coming from because I was thinking that too. It's like I didn't even know he was using it.
Yeah.
So really it wasn't affecting me at all. It's just...
It's the principle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I get the principle.
You guys act like you have principles until it comes to money and you're stealing something.
You're right. I mean, I use people's Hulu without paying for it.
Jen, thank you very much. Tell him he's got 30 days and cut him off. It's $14.99 a month, right? If he can't give you $7, you're giving him the 45% deal.
Yeah. He should just Venmo you for the year.
Oh, like, he'll never do that. Yeah.
Come on, Amy.
All right, Jen, have a good day.
Thank you, too.
All right, bye-bye. The crazy story I saw on TikTok yesterday, there's an Instagram model named Sumner. Did you guys see this Adam Levine story?
Oh, this is great.
I saw it yesterday, and it had only been up for like 20 minutes, and I was like, is this even real? But since then, it's kind of bubbled up into a story. So her name's Sumner. She claims, a year-long affair with Adam Levine. Not only that, but he recently messaged her and asked if he could use the name Sumner for the baby he's having with his wife.
No, he didn't.
Not Sumner. So she's an Instagram model named Sumner Stroh. And again, I saw, and the person that was doing it was like, look, ladies, stop judging yourself based on how hot you are with guys and if they're cheating, because look at this. And she showed a picture of Adam Levine's wife. And she's like, she's a runway model. She's a supermodel. And he's cheating on her. So it's not how hot you are. It's how sleazy the guy is. And how, so she went through this story. And then she told the story of Adam Levine sending her the DM that's like, hey, do you care if I use the name Sumner? So he hit her up. Here's the message. Okay, serious question. I'm having another baby. And if it's a boy, I want to name it Sumner. Are you okay with that? Dead serious. Why would you put anything in writing?
I mean, some of the DMs between them are crazy. He's like, you are so hot. Like, I can't believe how hot you are. And in person, you're even hotter. And she goes, you too. And he goes, I know I'm pretty hot, but we have such great chemistry.
And this is real?
It's real. I mean, the DMs are Adam Levine.
From what I have seen, it is real.
Wow.
Now, things can be doctored. I personally do not believe this has been doctored, but I'm going to say that because sometimes people write stuff about me that's absolutely, absolutely false.
Right.
And especially when they're like, oh, I used to work with them. And no, you didn't. Nobody's ever worked down in this part of the building. ever. This guy would see him every day at the office. Nope, you never saw me. We come in our own door at the bottom. We walk down the hallway. There's nobody here.
That's true.
I used to see him every day at work, and he's pretty difficult. Nope, you never saw me. Not one time, ever. And I'm like, that's such bullcrap. Anybody can write whatever they want. I mean, I believe this, though.
Yeah, I mean, it has a blue check mark. I mean, it is crazy.
She claims she did not come forward for publicity, but because a friend told her that she could sell the story to a tabloid. That's from UpRocks. So saw that and thought I would share it. Yeah, I mean, he seems kind of like a douche, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone thinks he's not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's surprised. Right. I think that's just an expected douche. But cheating on your wife, pregnant wife, that's like extra level.
Want to name it your baby after the mistress? Woo!
It is a pretty cool name, though.
That is.
Yeah. Let's go over to Brian in North Carolina. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Bobby. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Bobby. So this is my dilemma, and hopefully you can give me a helping hand. I'm currently living in North Carolina. I got a really good job offer up in Connecticut to be an operations manager for a plumbing supply house. It's going to be offering me a lot more money. I am married. I have 5 kids, and I'm trying to make the best decision to provide better for them.
Okay. And so the advice is to move? Like, you don't know if you should move or not?
Correct. And they want me to be up there next month, but that's such a short notice, and it's going to take a lot of money to make that move.
Will they not move you? Will they not give you some sort of allowance or stipend to move?
Yeah, they will, but it's going to be after 90 days. So it's something that they can give me up front.
I gotcha. And are you worried about taking your kids out of school? What's the biggest concern about leaving?
There's really no concern about leaving. It's more of like a money issue, trying to come up with the money to make the move.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the job opportunity would be a lot better for my family, being that I'm originally from Connecticut and I still have my dad and my brothers up there.
Dang.
So it'd be nice for them to interact with my kids because they haven't been able to see them much. So my biggest issue is like the money to get up there and just getting that reimbursement for the relocation.
What are they offering you to move, and how much is it really going to cost?
They're offering me about $2,000 for a relocation fee. It's probably going to cost me about $35,000 to $4,000 to move.
So my advice would be this, and I don't know that's going to work out, but anytime I've had an actual, like a legitimate, sincere communication with someone in management, and I say, hey, I'm going to move. I can't afford to move. I want to come work for you guys. This is a dream opportunity because my family lives there. It's where I'm originally from. I can't wait 90 days because I'm actually coming to this job because part of it is the money. It's not the most because I think I can do a good job and really be great for your company, but I'm really struggling financially. Is there any way that you guys could hit me with that on the front side? And I think they may be concerned because you get the money, then you don't move over and take the job, right? But I think if you have that communication, they can probably help you. I find that most times if you share your needs with people, they try to help you meet them. But we don't want to share our needs with people because we're embarrassed or we think they'll never help us. But think about the last time somebody actually asked you for help. You probably tried to help them. Not you, Brian. I don't know you. But just generally, when people say, hey, would you mind helping me? Would you mind teaching me this? Would you mind mentoring? Would you mind loaning me? And if you have it, you mostly do. But then when it comes to us asking, we're like, oh, I don't want to ask. I don't want to bother them. I don't want to be told no. I don't want to be seen as weak. But we'd help somebody, but we don't want to ask for help. It's a weird place. So I'm going to encourage everybody listening. You have a goal. If you have something that you need help with, ask. Because if someone asked you, you would help. Why are you breaking the cycle? Keep it going. Ask for help. And then when someone asks you for help, help them. So Brian, my encouragement to you is just go, excuse me, management person of name. I don't know what her name is or what his name is. This is my issue. Can you help me at all? And see what they say. And if they say they can't help you, yeah, that sucks. That's how it ends. That sucks.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah, that sucks. You still probably got to go if you got to take out a loan.
Yeah.
Sounds like an awesome opportunity. Go get it. Kick in the butt. Do a good job at that job. And I'm excited you get to move home. All right, buddy?
Hey, thank you, Bobby. Thank you, studio.
All right, Brian.
Appreciate you guys.
Have a good day, buddy. All right, there's that. Changing lives, one call at a time.
I like it.
Sometimes badly. Not changing all lives in good ways, but just changing lives one call at a time. The tease was Eddie saw a teacher and wanted to cuss him out. Pretty good tease. What happened?
Well, I'm walking on the sidewalk, and I'm walking by this pub, right? And I can see that those outside patio chairs, there's a guy sitting there. He's got three empty beer glasses and he's grading papers. And I know this because one of the papers flew and I picked it up. It flew and landed by my feet. And I feel like this is someone's homework. And this homeboy is sitting there grading papers while he's getting drunk.
How do you know he's getting drunk? Those three beers could have been drank over 3 hours.
I'm assuming he like chugged those three beers.
You're assuming, lots of assuming. You know what assuming does.
Do you know how hard those students did hard work?
Maybe drunk gives them better grades. You ever think about that?
Maybe. I don't know. I saw a lot of red ink on that paper I picked up.
I don't mind a teacher responsibly having a beer or seven.
Hey man, I was about to tell him like, hey, you know, these kids work hard on those papers. You can at least be sober while you're grading them.
He probably was sober.
I don't know.
Imagine
dude.
You've been dealing with 15 absolute terrors.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. The one thing you want to do.
How many beers are you going to have?
Yeah, probably three.
Yeah, or four or five.
I didn't say anything, though.
I do want to bring up this story, too, about cereal, because that was a podcast that I listened to years and years ago, and they were trying to prove the innocence, maybe, or just the Adnan story. Lunchbox, did you listen to Serial, right?
Oh, my goodness. It was incredible. And there was so much evidence that you're like, there's no way this guy, not saying he was not guilty, but it was beyond a reasonable doubt that he was guilty. And I couldn't believe he got convicted. So years go by and nothing. Then they have a hearing yesterday because the prosecutor was like, you know what? You're right. Like, after listening to Serial, we should have a hearing and try to get him out of jail.
So they did other seasons of this. I know they did a second season.
Yes. Don't know what the second season
was.
Yeah,
me either. I checked out. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, was that even about the same case?
I don't know. But I was like, I'm rooting for him. All right, I'm done.
Okay.
And then I quit listening. But then apparently did they find some new stuff? Because it became a story again.
Yeah, and they came to court yesterday and they released him from jail. Released him from jail. That is so crazy.
A judge on Monday vacated the murder conviction of Adnan Syed years after Serial chronicled his case and cast doubt on his role in the 1999 slaying of former girlfriend Haman Lee. City Circuit Court Judge Melissa Finn said prosecutors made a compelling argument that Syed's conviction was flawed and that he should immediately go free. Trial prosecutors did not properly turn over evidence to defense lawyers that could have helped them show someone else killed Lee. And so that's it. They let him go. They ordered the guards to remove the shackles. People applauded. The state has 30 days to decide whether to seek a new trial or potentially stop the case.
Yeah. And I got a feeling they're not going to do a new trial. Just because there was so much evidence that wasn't him that I think they realized they messed up. And that they may reopen the investigation and look at other people, but I got a feeling we're going to hear that they're not going to try him again.
What about making a murderer guy?
Stephen Avery.
I think he's gotten some looks, right? And they just can't find it to let him go?
Yeah, I still think he... Because the lady from Chicago that took his case, she's like a high profile, and she doesn't take on cases unless she really... And she doesn't do it for publicity. So if she's taking it on, I believe that he might have not did it.
You believe he probably did it?
Probably didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
Didn't do it. If this lady...
But you say he didn't take it for publicity, but this is all publicity.
I couldn't tell you that lady's name.
Okay, well, I don't think that matters, but...
That's how he gauges it.
Well, so I'm saying, like, she doesn't need publicity. She's already a high-profile attorney that gets all the top cases.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, but it was just crazy to me that a podcast was able to get this guy off. we've got to reach out to him and get him on this show.
Yeah, I don't know that he's going to be booked with us first. We'll try. But Scuba Steve's done a lot of crazier things. But it's a tough one.
I saw a video last night of him eating leftovers for the first time in 20 years. Like, he had dumplings that the family had bought the night before. And he's like, oh, these are pretty good. Just crazy.
Yeah, good for him.
Wow.
Good for him if he didn't do it.
Right.
Good for him.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Kennesaw, Georgia. A 24-year-old man went to McDonald's, went through the drive-thru, and his fries were cold. So he's mad.
I'd be mad, too. For the record, before this guy does something stupid, I would have also been irritated. Go ahead.
So he doesn't lose his mind to the employees. Instead, he says, I'm going to call the police.
Wouldn't have done that, though.
So he calls 911. They show up, and what do you know? That guy had a warrant for his arrest.
Oh, no. Shocker.
See, that's where I'm different than this guy. I also would have been irritated. I just wouldn't have called the cops for that, and I wouldn't have had a warrant out for my arrest. I saw a story, and it was in Arkansas, where a cop, you see the video, there's a cop, he pulls his car over, and they pull, and then a guy in the passenger side, shirtless and in jeans, long hair, tattoos, ever, just takes off running. And the cop's like, well, I'm not going to chase him. And he asked the guy in the car, hey, who was that? And he goes, well, that's my friend. I'll just give him a name, Clint Adams. And he's like, okay, well, let me run it. He runs Clint's name and runs the guy's name. He goes, well, I'm not going to give you a ticket or anything. And Clint, he doesn't have a warrant or anything. So the guy gets out and goes, Clint, Again, not his name. I forget his name. Clint, you don't have a warrant. Clint's like, really? And so Clint comes back to the car.
Oh, no.
No way.
And the cop's like, hey, man, like, why would you run? You don't have a warrant. And so he has meth in his pocket and didn't even throw it out when he came back to the car.
Oh.
So to jail he goes.
You just one up me.
So they, wow. I just had forgotten about it until I thought about it.
That's hilarious.
Because if I'd had a warrant, maybe I'd have run too. But I wouldn't have come back without getting rid of the meth in my pocket either way. I'll be honest. Okay. Lunchbox, good.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Honestly, I only like Mike's movie reviews when it's a movie that I can watch at home. Because sometimes he's like, this movie's in the theater, and I check out. I know you guys are doing the show, but I ain't even listening anymore because I ain't going to the movie theater. Is this a review of a movie I can watch?
You can rent it at home.
Okay, let's go.
And now, Movie Mike's Movie Minute.
What's it called?
It's a movie called Breaking.
And then what's it on?
It's on Amazon or Apple, wherever you rent movies.
It's called Breaking.
Yeah.
What's it about?
Well, do you like movies that are thrillers?
I like when people ask me questions leading up to an answer.
Okay.
Do I like thrillers? Yeah, not scary, but I like thrillers.
Okay. Do you like movies based on a true story?
Oh, I love those.
Yes. And do you like movies under 2 hours?
It's my favorite kind of movie.
This is the perfect movie
Let's
for
go.
You.
All right, good.
It's a movie about this guy who went into a Wells Fargo and held people hostage.
And this is a true story?
True story. Happened in 2017.
Okay.
He was rejected his money from Veteran Affairs. So in order to prove a point, he went into Wells Fargo and said, I'm not letting anybody go until they pay me my money. Didn't want the money from the bank. He just wanted his $832.
Wow.
He did it.
I'm already rooting for this guy, and I shouldn't, because people were just there, and they were victims, and they shouldn't have been.
And they're traumatized.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting movie, because the whole time, he has this very calm demeanor, is telling them, like, he doesn't want to do this, but he feels like he's been done wrong.
Oh, and then I root for veterans. That's the thing. Yeah, now I'm all like, get him, guy.
It's tough.
So you give it what?
I give it 4.5 out of 5 phone calls.
Wow.
That's good.
What's it called again?
It's called Breaking.
Okay. Breaking. And I have to buy it for what, $2.99?
Oh, I think it's $20.
Oh, wow.
Wait,
hey, whoa, but it's not the movies, though. It's not the movies.
Because it's still in theaters. But
are they acting it out of my living room? Then they ain't getting $20 if the answer is no.
It's because it's still in theaters. Still in theaters.
I'm asking him a question. Do they act it out in my living room?
Yeah.
No. Am I going to buy it then right now? Probably not.
It is really good. It'll make you feel something. And then I know you like to research movies after you watch them sometimes to see how accurate it is. It's very accurate to the true story.
That's pretty cool. It's called Breaking. All right, that's Movie Mike's Movie Minute. Go and... I don't know.
$20.
I was about to get into it. Tonight on Fox, Monarch is back on. Fox's Monarch. It's a new drama. If you haven't heard about it yet, the Roman family, led by Dottie Roman, has built a country music dynasty. But inheriting the legacy also means inheriting the lies. As millions of viewers saw in the shocking premiere episode, the Romans will protect their family at all costs. Each episode has even bigger twists and wilder turns than the last. Academy Award winner Susan Sarandon, country music legend Trace Adkins, original music and incredible covers of your favorite songs. Holy moly. I'm a big Caitlin Smith fan. You guys probably know that. This is the main theme song from the show that she sings, called Card You Gamble. And this is American Cowgirl. It's the Monarch cast featuring Anna Friel. American Cowgirl, I broke your heart and take the rain. Watch an unforgettable all-new episode of Monarch tonight on Fox. Shocking twists and turns.
Well, they might say that because in the preview, someone's taking a bath and someone's like walking up with a hairdryer.
Dropping it over?
About to throw
That's
it
That's shocking.
That does seem dramatic.
And the twist and turn would be if they plug it in and do their hair. That's the big twist. You don't know. You don't know I'm Monarch. All right, so you guys, that's on tonight. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Hope you have an awesome day. Goodbye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use. But now with automatic deals, here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.